Chris Henry.
Here.
Greg Johnson. Marie Williams.
Here.
George Vitale. Chris Wilson.
Here.
And approval of the minutes. Would you like to read them?
Give me a second.
A motion approved.
Second. Okay. That's done. Public comments, I guess not. Persons wishing to appear, no. Do we have unfinished business? No. Well, then we're going to vote a new business. And this is a discussion of the dissolution of the Golf Advisory Board. What is this all about?
Kathy Crowell is supposed to be here to talk about disbanding the board.
Ending the board?
Mm-hmm.
Can we table that till she gets here?
Mm-hmm.
Let's table that till she gets here. That makes sense to me.
I think table it, right?
Table it.
Table that.
Yeah. When she gets here, we'll go back to it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
She's
table
not here.
That. Yep. So, Jason's not here for golfing. Okay, Clark, I guess you're on. What do you have to say?
Oh, okay. Where's,
I'm having a senior moment.
You're broke.
Jason's not here.
Jason, missing in action right now.
Well, really?
Right now.
What do you mean?
Oh, he said he was going to be here.
Oh, okay. You scared me. Well, I tell you what, I'll be very short and very brief today. We've gone through a very, very difficult summer in terms of golf course conditions. There have been some positives, but there have been some negatives. The greens are probably worse than they have been in the past in our summer months, unfortunately. We had a lot of rain this spring. Well, I should say since May it started raining. More rain than ever in May. That actually helped us a lot with our fairways because we don't have a good irrigation system. So that rainfall starting in May, and then of course it continued through June, July, August, and then even September was a little rain, made our fairways probably as lush and green as they've been in a long time. But the result of that rain and a combination and a multitude of other reasons, we had a little more weed, or a lot more weed pressure in our greens this year. A couple of them kind of got away from me, a little bit embarrassed about it, worse than it's been in the past, to the point of where we just probably asked a couple of people just do two putt rolls. But we're working on it, and the good news is this, we survived the summer by the grace of God and the good help from the city of Ocala with this new agreement we've got. And we're, you know, transitioning now, you know, going into the fall, winter season. We just put our overseed out today. We put out Poa Trivialis seed and put out a heavy top dress. Got it dragged in. Now it'll be a little uncomfortable with the sand and the germination here for a couple of weeks. But once we get that grown in and established, get back on our morning mowing program, we should be good to go through the winter months. We always tend to shine a little bit on our greens during that period of time. It covers up a few sore spots that aren't fun to look at in the summer. But when golf is flourishing in Ocala, at least we have a little bit better product there. And of course, our rates during that time of year are lower than most places. So they're the value customer, you know, they still come. So we're looking forward to that, hopefully having a decent winter. We do have an event coming up. We got a couple of events coming up. The one I want to talk about is on November the 19th is the Gator Seminole Challenge, and that ought to be a fun day. Greg in the first tee is going to be the benefactor of that. So since the Gators are actually having a decent year,
yeah,
maybe they'll come out of the woodwork and play, because we hadn't had a lot of participation the last couple of years, and believe it or not, it's directly related to how the Gators are playing. When they're all happy about winning, they'll come out and play. So the Seminoles, they play either way, it doesn't matter. They're used to it. But anyway, I look forward to that. That's November the 19th. That's on a Monday. It's a two-man team. try to get a couple of Gator fans against a couple of Seminole fans, or a mixture of both. It really doesn't matter, just trying to have fun. They play two-man scramble or two-person scramble. We have some beverages while we're playing, and then we wind up going up to the wing house afterwards, and then typically the first tee will benefit on it, you know, maybe it won't be a lot of money, $500 or $1,000. Maybe we get a little bit more than that this year. We'll see how that goes, so. That's all.
Is there any more on, they said there was a couple associations or business people or something looking into this to buy it?
Well, I mean, I don't know that I can speak to that.
Okay.
It would probably be better for Kathy.
Yeah.
What I do know is public information is there was a meeting here a couple months ago. I guess the you saw it in the paper. I mean,
yeah.
What I'm telling you now is what was said
right.
In the paper. There was a couple of prospective bidders or people that expressed some interest in, you know, possibly developing the property. Although I don't think either one of them was interested in doing exactly what the city was asking. First and foremost, no golf course. They didn't think it would be sustainable,
yeah.
And I can't disagree with that. But as far as where it's at in the process, I really can't speak to that.
I didn't know if they did it
yeah.
or not.
Yeah.
We hadn't heard. And yeah. Sometimes you can't believe what the paper read says.
Well, very true.
I love that. Okay, Clark, first tee.
Can I say, Clark, I would say great job out here. I wouldn't worry about the weeds too much. It's your last summer. You're constricted, obviously, in terms of the golf course going to close eventually. You can get through the overseed. Can I recommend people are sentimental about the golf course, a goodbye to Pine Oaks Golf Tournament near the 28th or the 29th, you know, I'm sure you have something like that in mind, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea, and we've talked about that, having some type of a farewell event, you know, probably the end of April or end of sometime. It's a great idea, and I think that it would be well received among, you know, people that play here all the time, so, but yeah, absolutely, I'm all for it. We need to get something planned,
That would be great.
Yeah,
something like that would be fun.
Yeah, it would be, because I know I was going to ask Toby if the girls were going to be doing anything or not.
Yeah.
Come back and play at the end of April or something for, you know, they would go.
Yeah, probably just like a, I don't know, some type of a scramble tournament or something, or just for fun.
A scramble.
Have a big barbecue or something.
I think that would go really good, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of us cut our teeth out here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back when it was just a 9-hole course.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt. Maybe do a little charity thing too. I mean, for some amazing money.
Is that it then, Clark? If not, we'll go to Mr. over here for the first tee.
We have 73 kids going right now.
Wow.
In fall programming, we've got Ocala Golf Club, Pine Oaks, Candler Hills, and Ocala National. For the four locations, we just came through the 8th annual event at Golden Ocala. We had 112 players. We sold out again. It was fairly early for the sellout. Raised some good money, had a lot of fun, and short of that, looking for a good fall season and doing more next spring.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Especially when you sell out to go over there to play. Is there anything else, or we'll go to the association reports? And that's whoever, I cannot think of your name.
Craig Mueller.
Okay.
Representing the men's association.
For the men's, from the men's. Okay. You're on deck.
Thank you. Our numbers are still running real well. We're 110 members.
Wow.
Our tournaments this year have gone pretty well. Our club championship is the 20th and 21st of November. And we're finalizing the 2019 calendar already.
Very good.
Because Muni over there is becoming quite the place to play.
Okay.
So there's...
When's your club championship? What day?
October 21st.
What days do you guys play, Greg? What week day? I mean, is there...
It's every Saturday. Not every Saturday, it's one Saturday a month.
But one Saturday,
the 20th and 21st is Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, 17th and 18th?
It's the 17th and 18th.
Seventeenth and 18th. We play once a month, try to scatter them out. Like I said,
Yeah, it's packed over there, yeah.
I sat down with John day before yesterday. I was given the last dates ever. So 2019 weekends are just about already gone. So that shows the work of the city and what's his name?
Well.
Jason.
Yeah.
We had our first meeting a week ago Thursday, and we had 12 girls there. We don't have the Canyon girls coming back yet, so they'll be back at the end of this month. So it should pick up. But because of the weather, there has only been about 3 or 4 girls on a Thursday playing out there because they just can't do it with it being 97 degrees. So otherwise, we had, I think, 12 girls signed up for that, and then we'll be having more. So that's where we stand with our nine-holers. We didn't do anything in September because a lot of the girls was not around. Some of them that's usually playing or not has not on vacation. So we started in October. So there we are. And now is comments from the board. Chris, do you have anything to talk about?
What are you laughing?
I said, I didn't have anything to talk about. We're going to be done.
We're all in room.
Okay.
The only way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should just discuss whatever they have to discuss when they get here.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because we talk about how busy Muni gets, but honestly, from a negative point of view, it's kind of aggravating when you want to go play and then they got so many events there you can't even play on the weekend. So that's it's a good and a bad. I mean, honestly, not to sound selfish, but
I think sometimes creative UCT times out there also is, you know, they still resisted on if they did this summer, but I remember last summer, use of double tees in the morning would really help things be out there. They didn't do that last summer.
I mean, it's a good number. I mean, I'm glad the course is really very popular because I've heard out of town people say they just love it for a municipal course. But yeah, from a local point of view, it's like another event. Now what? I got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, and they have a lot of down from the villages.
Yeah.
Come up, you know, and then there's this group that's out on 200 that takes our, on Thursdays, that takes our time, so we never know when we're going to tee off, because we'll have to tee off really early, or we have to tee later, because there's like 100 and some of them there. Nope. So, yeah. What do you guys have to talk about?
Nothing under unfinished business.
I called my brother to tell him we were running behind, he might answer the phone, and he was at home, he totally forgot.
Yeah.
He was like, oh.
I said, well, what good are you, Clint? And Jason said that he was running a little late.
Jason was like running late or didn't come?
Running late. Oh, he's on his way.
Oh, he's on his way too. Well, it looks like we may have to.
It's one of those Mondays.
Yeah.
But we can go on to new business if you
we're
want.
We're all through.
The table of new business to you guys.
We were down to the comments from board members. So
the part under new business, discussion of dissolution of the advisory board. This doesn't affect just golf, but also tennis. Tennis in particular has very little participation. We can rarely even get a quorum at their meetings. But the Rec Commission has asked multiple times why we don't just have golf and tennis, you know, representatives from golf and representatives from tennis on the Rec Commission board and not have the advisory boards. And since we went with, you know, since we have these under management contracts, really the advice on how to operate a golf course comes from those management companies or the people that are leasing them. So. That's what that discussion I
Yeah, we had tabled that because Greg wasn't here and that we had no idea.
So that's it. That's really just looking for y'all to discuss the pros and cons. And, you know, we've talked about if we did dissolve the board, what if anything, we want our managers to put in place to ensure they're providing adequate opportunity for feedback. From their customers. So I know where tennis is concerned, it's a much smaller facility and access to that manager. I mean, you almost can't get in without running into the manager. But it's a little different with golf. So we're just looking for feedback from you all on.
I mean, I haven't been here for a couple of meetings, but I kind of like when I talk to people about this, they give me a lot of feedback, either good or bad, about, hey, what about this, what about this? And to me, that's just a good outlet to have, or at least good insight that I can bring that.
And so are they things about, but are they things, I guess my question would be, and I don't know what the answer to this is. My question would be, are they things that they should be taking to the manager, or that those are the decisions that we have already contracted out to somebody else? Are they not discussing them with with the managers? So like when we go to the tennis court, I can tell you there every time there's a slew of concerns or issues they want to bring up. Like for example, one was we need more recycling containers. And we're like, okay, so have you discussed that with Jason? By the way, our manager of the tennis is Jason, too.
It's
so
we
discussed that with Jason, and Jason's like, no, this is the first I'm hearing about it. And then, or, you know, and I mean, it just seems, or we want the way that the tee sheets are handled to be different. And we're like, okay, have you discussed that with Jason? No, they haven't discussed it. So that's really, that's a concern. So my question would be, are they things that they really should be taking up with the manager, who we're paying good money to handle those kind of things? Or are they things that really are, look, for example, when the city makes a decision or is contemplating a decision to close a facility, that's where I can see that people might come to you and you might bring that, or you might seek that input from people, not even just, because that's a city decision, as opposed to an operation decision. Yes, sir.
But you're not talking about doing away with it altogether, you're talking about folding it into the recreation.
Right, so right. We would reserve a
there
seat.
There still would be someone there that a person or two would go.
Right, we would reserve, we have nine on the Rec Commission. So we could decide to reserve one or two spaces for golf and one or two, probably one's enough space for tennis. But, so yeah, and then it would get incorporated into the...
Still have the same input, the same...
To the recreation.
Power, lack of power, recommendation.
Yeah.
And that would go from recreation into managers of your facilities.
Yeah.
Feedback would trickle down to the managers of the facilities.
And how do you all right now, I mean, other than just being available and listening when people have input, I mean, do you have any kind of way for the public to give input on your operations? Like any formal way? You have surveys or?
Big time surveys. We survey 20% every day of our tee sheet automatically goes out. So that's a several question survey. Policy. I don't have any issues hearing from people coming in. Feel free to walk in and talk.
But the point, you know, the point I understand is if we go to put a new RFP out on a contractor, that's the kind of thing that I can see. When it starts to be a city decision, then that's where we need more input directly to us, as opposed to a conduit to just how things operate. I mean, I find the meetings useful in terms of getting reports from people, because, I mean, I know I get your reports monthly. Now we get monthly reports from Clark, but just in the past, it has been an avenue for you all to update us. But, you know, now we hear from Clark monthly anyways, and we meet with them monthly to review everything, so.
Well, up until 5 years ago, these meetings were once a month.
Mm-hmm. But up until
both courses got it when that dynamic changed.
Right. That's exactly why they changed from once a month, because at that point, the city was operating. So getting input from the public, that operations input needed to come to the city because we were operating the courses.
Well, in my opinion, with Clark seemingly closing in 6 months, not set in stone, but with everything that happened this summer, it would seem like that would be the choice in 6 months. And the golf course not being able to really, these capital improvements, you're not going to dump a bunch into it. The one course is basically a no-brainer. Again, my concern has been and always will be, that course should be a private operator would make $200,000 a year there. And I just think that operating at a loss is unacceptable. And hopefully this year they weren't at a loss, next year they won't be at a loss. And some of the things that we've discussed here have happened. I mean, some of these things that we talked about, F&B and everything else, the buffets, got rid of them. These are things that we discussed 3 years ago that have worked out for the better now, which is good. I think running that city course doesn't really need an advisory board for a single golf course, whatever it is. I mean, I just don't think it really needs an advisory board to run a single golf course. I mean, that's just my opinion. It could be rolled in easily. When you had two golf courses doing construction, doing all these other different things, it was probably necessary, but anymore, it's not that complex to run a single golf course. And that's just an opinion. So I would vote to, dissolve it. Let's take that back. Roll people into the, new place.
And we would have to talk about, we'll have to talk about how we're going to handle that. What positions are coming up soon, and how we go about that, and if we need to increase the number temporarily to make that happen immediately, then we might have to do that. I don't want to kick anybody off.
I will gladly give up my position. And then for newer people to have the position, gladly. I mean, I think that makes sense to me. And I'm sure everybody will be very happy.
So do you want to make a motion?
I motion to roll, not to, I guess not to dissolve, but to roll the committee into the Parks and Rec, or whatever you guys plan on doing. To incorporate the committee into the Parks and Rec committee.
Yeah, they meet every other month?
Every other month.
It's not that once a month.
That the next meeting will be next month.
They used to meet monthly. Now they meet every other month. They were having a hard time meeting their quorum every month. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it ends up being every month that there's something special that comes up. Like, it seemed like we had something with a grant.
For our grant.
Yeah. Last spring, we just started meeting every other month. That started last spring.
Because they too were having problems with people coming. And
then it's at 4:30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think that's the meeting I was talking
about. All right, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I don't know. I've been on the advisory board for so many years and all that stuff. I hate to see it go, but, it has to go. I guess it has to go. I've been down here for 27 years now, and we had the advisory board going and all that stuff. And we have had some things taken care of when we've had the board, but if they want to do it, then I'll. But I'm not making a motion.
Well, and if you're serving as the chair, you can't make a motion or second it. So it would be
between you two.
There's only three here.
Do we have? We don't even have a quorum.
Yeah, we do. It's only five members. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm kind of the newest guy. He's the second.
So you want to keep it?
I don't think you have to vote from what the clerk's saying. You don't have to vote on it.
Well, I mean, I would rather that they support it. So if we can't get a second.
I'll withdraw the motion. How about that?
Yeah.
No problem.
That's fine. And then we can bring it up at the next meeting and see. I mean, there'll be other people here and we can see if we can at least get a second to take a vote. And then you can vote to to approve the motion or vote to not approve it, either way, and then we can take that recommendation. You know, the city manager or city, well, city council will have to make the ultimate decision, but I can be able to go to them and say that you all recommend for or against it, and I definitely want to have your input in that. So, and then they may decide to keep it. My guess is if you all don't support dissolution of the board, then city council will want to keep it. So.
Well, I think George has been on it so long, and Greg too. I think we should table it until next meeting.
Okay,
yeah.
I can do that.
I second that.
Perfectly fine. And in the meantime, we'll try to meet with the tennis board and have the same conversation. We hardly ever can. I mean, can we even have meetings with the tennis board at this point?
We're gonna have. I'll put one out for Thursday, so I don't know.
Okay. How many people are left on that?
Four. So we can't do any voting or anything with that board. We can.
I think some of the members on there, from what I've been told,
they agree
with dissolving that. And these are some of the people that have been on there for a long time.
So with them, we may not get a vote.
Right, but they'll be okay.
The consensus of the four that are left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it. That's it.
Okay, Mr. Jason, we can go back to you. We were all ready to go home. We were ready to leave.
I can control.
Jason, now we're going to go back up to you now.
All right. Since our last meeting, I'll just tell you, we'll close this out real quick. Two out of the last 3 months were record months for us revenue-wise. September final numbers are not in, so I can't really address all of that, but I can tell you where the major revenue sources were.
First of all, golf merchandise exceeded budget by $17,000 and prior year by $19,000. Excuse me, hold on. Yeah, that was it. I'm in the right spot. Good. And membership was the other really solid performer. And I moved these around on myself. Now I'm all confused. So let me get back up. Membership exceeded budget by $22,000 and prior year by $21,000. When all is said and done right now, my forecast is we are going to be within $15,000 of prior year. So we have crossed over the 1.4 million mark again. We're at 1.435, which last year was a record year of 1.450. So we're within 15 grand. A prior year, and we did it with less rounds. We're only gonna end up with 48,000 plus rounds as opposed to the 51,000 we did prior year. It's weather. Is the main reason why we missed. We had them, and the biggest months were January, where we only did a 111. And July was a. Not only did we have verification, but we also had a very wet July. So those 2 months right there. Add in May, due to verification, we. There's a little interesting fact I think the board would like to hear, Kathy, we'd like to hear. We had three airifications. The first airification cost Ocala Golf Club $20,000 the minute we say the word airification.
Per airification?
That's correct.
And that's all three names?
It cost us in revenues, okay. Total revenues. And the reason I have that is because prior years, we did it in different months. This year we changed months, and it's very significant. And it's a pattern showing about 20 grand total revenues that we missed. However, in September, we decided not to say that we were aerification. We used the word venting the greens because it was small times. And I didn't lose any money, really. I lost 2 days. So in May, when we did the small times, we healed in 3 days, but we still had the impact of the word airification, which means I'm not going to play your golf course for 10 days. So going forward, we really truly have one verification, and that's the one in either June or July. And that's when we pull the big tines. And we are going to be probably more time to heal. 10 days is more or less what we'll take. In September, we healed in 2 days. We had a big event the weekend after. So it's just a word. We just changed the word from aerification to venting. And I really feel it had impact. We did 120,000 in, 106,000 in September, which is almost made budget because prior year we did it in August. So I'm just going to use venting in May and see if that comes true and see if we could if that'll soften the impact and hopefully educate golfers that when you pull the small tines, you're going to heal in 2 days as opposed to 2 or 3 days as opposed to 10 days when you pull the larger plugs. I just found that very interesting. We just got done with the Florida State Golf Association Juniors this weekend. We're off to a good start in October. The Oswald is this upcoming weekend, so we're preparing for that. According to the numbers I have, I'm not expecting more than 140 golfers, which is down. The play is down. We have a meeting with Mr. Oswald last year to discuss what we can do to increase it. I'm more involved this year, and I think I understand some of the reasons why it's down. It is a senior event, so there's a I think they're down because one, seniors are just getting older, the ones that have been participating. And I don't think they have done a good job in recruiting new seniors at 50. I learned this year they only send out their invitations in the beginning of October, towards the end of September, beginning of October. It's been a pattern that apparently has worked because they used to fill out. But
what is full?
192. They're probably going to be around 140. But, you know, this is the week that most of everyone who waits to last minute to come in. The pricing is basically the same. We haven't gone up in any of the pricing. It's the same as the camp. So
is that a 2-tee start?
It is a double tee.
And it starts at 8, 7, 9?
7:39, something like that, whenever. Well, then it's going to, whatever. Camp starts at 7:39. I don't have it memorized.
I've only got a flyer right here.
There you go.
Doesn't say the tee times in that flyer.
Yeah, it does.
Casper's help. We sent out emails this year. That's not mine. Sent out emails this year. We've brought them into the 21st century. You can. We have a couple people that have registered online, which is new. Hopefully, we'll make that people get more comfortable with the new ways of entering a tournament. Like we fill up all our other tournaments that way. It's a new thing. So I think that going forward, I get the feeling that Jim Williams is going to lean a little bit more on our help. And the first thing I'm going to do is get those things out. There might be one that goes out on the October 1, but that'll be the second or third one.
Right, and I wonder who they're sending them to. I mean, like, are they sending them to new people or just the people?
No, they're going to new. Yeah, and that's why I think the list is shrinking, because I think some of the golfers are getting too old to play 2 days. I'm just getting... We got to bring more of the Richie
Pryor. But then there's new old people like Richie.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 2 years into being old.
He's a Richie. Brought the guys to talk about being as it's sponsored a lot by Casper and the city. Has there been any discussion to help numbers by giving members a break on that $130?
No. There's been no discussions on that. No, nothing has changed.
Is it a viable discussion, or is it just flat no?
No, I have never put a flat no because it's never been discussed.
Whose decision is that?
No one brought it to your attention?
Not necessarily, no. In other events, it has been.
I mean, this would be a blanket statement, but
in other events,
we're talking about numbers for Oswald. I think it would help.
Yeah, possibly.
There's some guys that they won't play because they're not getting a break because they are members.
It's certainly a different bear than the camp is, and it's certainly run differently than the camp is. So I don't have much say in the camp.
Is the camp going to break on members? Going to break on the camp?
No, and that won't. And that won't.
I'm going to determine if they're held.
They have to pay more members.
Pay double. No, we did enter. No, no. What we've done for members at the club is we just changed our point of sale system, so we're back to square one. What I was going to do, and still have in place, and it is doing. But it needs to be worked out, is members who play in certain events will get triple points or quadruple points or whatever, and at the end of the year, members with the most points will get certain rewards, like a reduced on their membership fees or something like that, which we talked about. I just had it in place, put in easy links, and now I'm under a new, as everyone should know, now I'm under a new golf, I'm under a new point of sale system. I just went through it. Literally, I might be in my fourth week, and we're still working out reporting kinks, but not so. But the rewards thing is a top priority for a G1 to get, so that I can pass this back out to the members. It's a new thing; it just hasn't been released because I just got it out and was ready to release it, and then I was told. And I'm happy. Point blank, I'm happy because my computers were all dying and they were out of warranty, so I got all free computers. That's $10,000 I got kind of for free. But at the same token, it set me back in other ways, but I weigh in the difference, $10,000 too. But the rewards are still tallying up. We're still able to tally. So when I can understand how the fine finality of that is, that's what the members would get. So maybe it wouldn't be a reduction in the Oswald, but they might
be a reduction in their membership fee.
Overall.
Yeah. It might be, the simple thing was, you might not see a rate, it might not be a rate increase. You keep your rate, so there's gonna be several awards if you reach certain plateaus. Sort of the same thing we give to rewards cards. Todd Karsten, kept that in front of me for the last year and a half, and we finally got it together. And I'm sure other members would be happy to hear that too. So you talk about feedback. I do get from different entities. You know, Marie walks in my office anytime she wants or needs, and I appreciate that. And, you know, so do you, Ms. Mueller, for the OMTA. The doors have always been open. Hopefully we respond. But that's about it for the report. I don't have the finals of the thing. I will report on, unfortunately I had to write off the bad debt, the Jazz on the Green.
Let me tell you, I regularly Google to see if she's setting up somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a 40. I have to write off. We had Jazz on the Green last year. It was right before the symphony set up. We had it all set up. We had bands playing. They didn't pay anybody. They owed me $4,500. That's written off. Did you do your report?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And that's the reason Jazz on the Green has a new venue every year, probably.
Yeah, they were good to work with, but they did not have the ticket sales to support it. You know, the symphony had nearly 5,000 people show up.
It's crazy to me because they bring in some good acts.
Top two. I like jazz music, but two of the top. Apparently, two of the top bands in jazz were ticketed to show that night. The top name didn't go on because he didn't get paid. while I was removing the seats, the chairs from up there for the VIP, the after-hours party that was going on in the banquet, which I saw start up, when I came down with my first couple loaves, all of a sudden everyone's walking out. I'm going, what's going on? The band found out that they weren't going to get paid that night, get paid, and they walked out. So it was the lighting people and everything there. So it was just bad. It was a bad thing. It was a great idea. I mean, it was one of the top ticketed numbers. I mean, just they didn't get the bands, and I guess Gainesville City, who held it the night before,
it sounds criminal.
Had the same opinion.
Help me get OPD involved in this.
With that said,
that might be somewhere that ticket sales. I mean, I tell you what, they pocketed some money.
Well, I can tell you they applied for a grant from the city the next year, and I just happened to be looking at all the grant requests that came in. It comes in through the budget process, and saw their name and was like, oh no. Made that phone call and said, this needs to not happen.
It was a sad ordeal, because it was done at a time where I was able to combine expenses to anybody, because the gates that we do for the BAFO, the fencing, had that all in place, so they didn't have to bring extra stuff in for their pay, extra stuff. I had everything kind of done for them, so it was awesome. It would have been an awesome thing if they could have.
One last question. It's been 2 full years since the course was renovated, or 3? I can't remember.
2.5.
Well, we got done in October. I mean, we opened it.
Yeah, this is our third. This is.
Yeah, it's 2 full years. Yes.
Yep. Yep. So.
Well, I think you didn't open until January, did you?
No, we opened in October. October was our first.
Oh, and then you extended people's memberships. That's
right.
What happened.
We gave all the members a free membership in January. So, now the courses responded well. The course is in great shape. It's tournament. It's been pounding out good tournaments. We had the districts today. That's why I was a little late. We have a Forest Hills big event tomorrow morning as well. Same kind of thing. 30 kids, double T, just big for the kids.
Did you get my email from Reginald? I mean, my voicemail? I left you a voicemail.
No, I didn't. I just called you right back.
No, this was, maybe it was an email. But about a golf tournament they want to have.
I don't think so. That's not sound familiar.
Maybe I dreamed it.
I'm supposed to respond within 24 hours. Please let me know if I failed. some of the things that put on, since we only meet every 3 months, we have several big events coming up. Did you mention the?
Nope.
Okay, so we have the All In for Kids coming in. It's February 15th, 16th, whatever that is. We already have a sponsor. It is a Texas Hold'em tournament. And the event, we're going to try to get 300 people that comes in. The winner of this event will get a seat at the World Series of Poker, which is valued at $10,000. It'll be $15,000. We will buy the seat, of course, and that's what he gets. We're also going to give him an additional $5,000 for room and airline out there. We've already, what's going to happen prior to this, there's going to be some satellite tournaments that are actually, if you win these satellite tournaments wherever they're at, and you guys know if you play poker, I think you play poker, right? The winning thing will be, you'll win a $350 seat into this. So we'll get about a dozen or so like that from those. For the first tee, we're going to try to have 300 people. We have a company already on board to run this event for us professionally. And it's going to be under the Marion Junior. It's not under the First Tee's name. It's not under Ocala Golf Club's name or anything of that nature. It's just, we're going to host it. So that's going to be an awesome thing. I'm working with Dave Arnold right now, and I just actually have, if anybody would do this for me, and again, give me some feedback, this is the things that I like the advisory board to do. Look up the Willis Clan. Willis Clan. They are a band. They have an extraordinary story, but I would like to know if that would be something that you all would go to a concert and see if they were. It's one of the several bands that we might select, but they were on America's Got Talent, and they have a couple singles out.
Is this for the same event?
It's a different event. This is the second event.
I could see, I don't see them being a draw. I could see that they would be great entertainment. I don't think they would be a draw in and of themselves, unless you were to partner with a local nonprofit that is meaningful to their story. So like Kimberly's Cottage or something like that. I think that would...
Well, that's good feedback.
Then they would help you to promote it, and it would be for a cause.
Yeah, because I like some... That's why I'm looking for feedback. And by the way, I'm going to get a list of 25 other bands. But this was one that they first gave to me, and it has a wonderful, wonderful for the kids. It's not wonderful. Jesus, the tragedy that they went through, the fact that it's wonderful where they're at today, mm-hmm. is what's good. Okay, it's not that.
I have a band every week, and my three biggest nights, the first year I've been there, the band called Strip Down. They draw a crowd, they bring people, they come from all over the place. So Strip Down is a good band to have.
It'd be a good opening act. This is another thing that I'm looking to put on the driving range.
I'm just saying, musically talented, and they bring a bunch of people. Yeah. Like people can play and can bring a bunch of people on, not just one or the other.
Right.
You
know? Yeah. Who's David working with on your talent?
He had his friend in Tennessee is a manager for 25 bands. And what I'm getting from working with him, and where these are just things in negotiation, and I need solid ink on paper, is I probably don't have to worry about initial upfront costs with working with Dave, because he'll upfront the cost and then let the ticket sales pay back.
Is there what's your price for the artist?
That's what I'm waiting to, those are the things that I...
So you don't have an idea in mind of what you want to spend? Did he give you a price on the Willis Clan?
Not yet, nothing. He just, this was, what I'm doing is this is virgin soil here, in the sense I've just started. When I sent that email to you, it was what, last week, I've dropped a few things at the bank and people I've just gone into, and I say, hey, look up the Willis Clan, tell me if you like them. Because they have Irish music, but they're bluegrass and country.
They're really good.
They're really good.
But it's just, you know, people around here, if they don't recognize the name. I mean, we've had some really good concerts that there were 200 people standing in front of the stage.
People don't like to play cover. I mean, I can tell you right now, anymore, they don't like to play cover. Or take it.
Well, no, most of ours, you don't.
Free.
I mean, we do have some, like, to see Daughtry. I mean, all of Harvest Fest, is it $10 a ticket? And it's a music festival. It's all day. So I would say, and you know, the more you can add the really good cover acts that have a following, that's always good. That's what the Village is. I mean, they are masters of that.
Our goal was to have a couple opening acts from the local country with a country tinge, because you know, there's a lot of country here. And then if we could get a...
But you know, those headliners, they're... You know, Daughtry, and he's huge, but he's not that huge. It's $50,000. So, I mean, but we got Brett Eldridge for $15,000. So it just depends on the timing. It depends on if they're coming through the state already. You can't get them if they're performing in Orlando, Tampa, or Jacksonville. They have radius clauses. They can't perform here within a certain number of months. So it's got to be someone going to Miami. So it's, but again, that kind of thing, if you partner with a meaningful nonprofit, that nonprofit will push the mess out of it, and people will come for that cause, even if they don't come for the music.
Well, it is going to raise money for a cause. That's the whole purpose. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, that's a couple of things that are being thrown around, and things that any feedback, because I don't want a Jazz on the Greens thing. I want a Symphony Under the Stars thing. You know, so I just, we were going to have, on Black Friday, we were going to host on the driving range with the big screen TV, and I'm sort of saying this in the past tense because I can't get any information from pay-per-view. We're going to actually host, put the Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson on the driving range. I had talked to the Wing House to sponsor the food and do some of the serving while we do all the liquor and things of that nature, and the Wing House would get partnered with us in there, but I saw the TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
Greg was there, took a snapshot. We're going to do this. And all this ends up to be, you know, more for the first tee mm-hmm. type of things where we're going. But we were thinking of doing, of hosting that. I'm just not getting, I got to get some information from there. We will have Wi-Fi out to the driving range within the next 4 weeks. So that would be good.
So what's your question from pay-per-view?
Well, they're not even posting if it's
anything posted pricing.
Pricing or anything.
Oh. Through DirecTV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
We don't even know if they're having it. I mean, and they're saying they're having it, but.
Right.
You call up DirecTV and you ask for things. And, so.
When is it? When do you
Black
think
Friday.
It is?
That's the
23rd. They might be going to cancel it.
Yeah. Or they're worried nobody will pay per view.
I'm sure it was horrible. They shouldn't even been on the team. Especially
Phil. Anyway, I mean, so there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of things going on that are, we're trying to take some of the entertainment and things to the next level. The bookings for October are more than prior year, but we had one $10,000, $12,000 wedding last year that we don't have this year, so we have a bunch of smaller weddings. Everything, unless weather changes, we should be on track to make budget in October.
Any other questions to Mr. Jason? I'm glad you showed up.
Next time, show up on time so when I call to say I'm running late, there's. I started to call you too, Clark. You just ignored me.
I saw that.
I called him and he said, we're halfway through. I said, yeah, but then I called again. I said, yeah, Greg, I'm trying to tell you that we're all going to be late.
We went really fast because it was such
a. We were halfway through before you.
Yeah. Don't you hate people that show up right when you're done?
Yeah. We're done with that. Well, that's can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Still on that.
See those signs?
Yeah.
Calvin, you greatly missed him.
Oh, well.
Calvin, the speaker. Our rope-based speaker.
I'm going to handle that gently.
Thank you.